has the humility gone? Where has the humility gone? Our humility to our divine self reveals wholeness. Once we walk with wholeness, we sometimes forget our humility, and our old ways reveal never forgotten illness. How sad that is. My gracious sakes alive, how sad that is. And yet, that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it happens all the time. Where has the humility gone? Well, we become humble and we allow the doctor to give us pills. We become humble and we speak our word. We're whole and perfect. We become humble and we say that all is in divine order. We become humble and we say we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are fantastic. We're doing these glorious things. And wholeness is ours. It reveals the wholeness. It's always there. Always wonderfully there, happily there, marvelously there, being there for us all of the time. And then, once we walk with wholeness, we forget our humility. And we figure our old ways reveal the never-forgotten illness, and it comes back into our life. It comes back into our experience. It comes back into everything that we do. Now, how can we train ourselves not to forget our humility? How can we train ourselves to be sincerely, really humble in every possible way? And just what does being humble? Humbleness is not a bad word. It sometimes is confused as a bad word because of the way it's used, but truly, humble is a very marvelous word. It means, in effect, wonderful, powerful, fantastic ideas, to make humble in spirit or manner, to destroy the power, the independence, or prestige, to be humble. Now, we want to destroy the power, the independence, the prestige of illness. We want to destroy the power and the prestige of unhappiness. We want to destroy the power and prestige of poverty. Those are all areas that really don't have to be and don't have to be in our life. Our humility to our divine self reveals wholeness. When you say, the divine in me does this, when you say, God in me as me is accomplishing this good, you're not saying this ignoble person on the outside who attempts to say that I can do anything, and I can be anything, and I can be anything, which is all good statements to make, really. But when you make them, and you make them in a pompous way, you make them prideful, as though you are better than something else or somebody else, you got a problem. But when your humility to your divine self reveals the wholeness, that wholeness is never forgotten. And that wholeness is based upon your humility, which says, the divine in me is the power. God in me is the wholeness. God in me is the teacher. God in me is the response. People come to me constantly asking for healing and asking for teaching of the philosophy of positive thinking. And they want to know how they can do it. And I tell them, in all jocularness, I say, if you'll just take 1 month, 31 days, 24/7, and say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Just 1 month, 24 hours of the day, every single day, I like me, I like me, I like me. Do you know what'll happen to you? You will be the happiest person on earth. Everything good will be taking place in your life. You will be fantastic. Now, but I've got this illness. I got this illness. This illness is so terrible. Well, why do you have that illness? You have that illness because you've empowered that illness and you said, that illness is in me and I have that illness. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Now, do you have the power to use your word, to use the truth, and say to yourself, I am whole and perfect now, Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. I am divine right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my 24/7, 31 days. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You can't do it. You can't do it because you don't believe it. You don't believe that speaking the truth is going to bring the truth into your world, into your being. You have no humility. You have no ability to say, the principle works. I merely have to make the principle so much one as me that I will never forget that the principle brings out my truth, brings out my wholeness, brings out my reality, brings out what I am. I say, where has the humility gone? It's never gone anywhere. It's just that we have not always applied it. We have not always spoken our word. We have not always given the power to humility to be something for us that's fantastic. Now, can we do it? Sure. Do we want to do it? Not really. Because to do this is a chore. Now, doctors go into clinics, and they go into old folks' homes, and they go into rest homes, and they go into all sorts of things, and they say to the people, get up and move. Get up and go. I have no energy. I have no enthusiasm. That's right, you're dead. Don't say I'm dead. I'm still here. But you don't want to move, and dead things don't move. Animals play dead when they are being chased by something, and whatever is chasing them just bypasses them because it thinks they're dead and lets them alone. Well, life just bypasses you because you think you're dead. You think that you're on your last legs. Now, get up and move. Now, who has the power and the strength and the joy and the enthusiasm, and who has the will to go and teach such a thing and get them on their toes? Well, some very wonderful physiotherapists are doing that. And they're teaching these people to live a healthy life because their body is in movement. Oh, their bones creak and things like that, but they don't. Once they start doing the simple little exercises that say, I like my body, I'm using my body, I'm enjoying my body is going, then it happens. The same with humility. Once you have humility, say, it's the divine in me that does this. It's the divine in me that does these things. It's God in me that's doing all of these marvelous things. It's God in me that's being me. And I have the humility to say, it is God in me. And I know it is. And when the therapist says to the people in the rest home, come, let us dance, let us sing, let us move. The people who get up and move are the ones who are fantastic. And some in wheelchairs, they get up and they move their legs back and forth while they're sitting in the wheelchair. And not too long, they're out of that wheelchair, and they're standing with the rest of the group doing those things because their body says, I'm ready. I can do it. Our humility to our divine self reveals wholeness. And when we forget our humility to our divine self, then the never-forgotten illness is there popping up and saying, ha, 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 ha. I got you. I got you. I got you. Now, where has the humility gone? Well, it was an illusion in the first place, and perhaps it was never there in the second place. And if it was never there, how can it be there now? Because right now is a new beginning for all of us, and we can say, the divine in me does these things, and I do as I am divinely guided to do. And I'm not divinely guided to say I'm sick. I'm not divinely guided to say I'm poor. I'm not divinely guided to say I am a rascal. I am not divinely guided to say that at any time. I always just say, the divine in me reveals wholeness. The divine in me reveals purity and goodness. The divine in me reveals all that I am. The divine in me is all that I am, and I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, because that's my reality. That's who I am. I am that now and forevermore. And how wonderful it is, how fantastic it is. Where has the humility gone? Ho-ho! It is based upon the divine, and the divine says, it is good and very good. Join me recognizing the divine is all in you, in me, in the universe. And know that it is done now.